Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, coronavirus and concerns at the port complex could stop some ships from coming in. In-depth team coverage begins at the Port of L.A. and KNX 1070's John Baird.
About half the goods that come into the country come from China, and about two cargo ships a day sail into the ports of L.A., but because of new travel regulations aimed at preventing the spread of coronavirus into the U.S., some ships could be blocked from coming in, and their crews could be quarantined if necessary. Philip Sanfield is a spokesperson for the Port of L.A. He tells me cargo ships have to check in well before they arrive here, and if any crew member on board shows signs of illness, that's when the ship could be blocked.
The vessel would be kept on the water, and the passengers would be treated. There's protocols in place to bring the appropriate medical folks on board to treat.
And that means the cargo, of course, stays offshore as well, and it wouldn't be unloaded for a while. Now, as for the cruise ships, they won't be allowing any passengers on board if the passengers have been to China in the past couple of weeks. Reporting live at the port, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Hey, researcher at UCLA says it's really unclear if the virus could be transmitted by somebody not showing symptoms.
UCLA professor Jamie Lloyd-Smith and his team are the researchers who said travel screenings miss up to two-thirds of people infected with coronavirus.
In a growing epidemic, you expect more people to be fairly recently infected than in a stable or declining epidemic. That means they're more likely to be at that stage where they're not showing their symptoms yet.
He says there's conflicting data on whether someone infected with coronavirus is contagious before they start showing symptoms.
Yeah, that's a huge question. It's crucial to whether we can control the infection. And I think everybody, epidemiologists and public health people around the world, are kind of waiting with bated breath to get that hammered down better.
He says we should know in the next few weeks just how bad the epidemic will get. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070. Won't be long now. This group of firefighters from Los Angeles coming home this morning. These are guys that had gone to Australia to help out with the fires there. Let's go live to Westchester and talk to KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, a total of 20 Angeles National Forest firefighters are right now on their way back to the United States, expected to land at LAX this hour. They've been away for a month's time. They've been helping out on that really big firefight happening in Australia, the one that's burned more than 25 million acres.
Similar to Southern California with the same type of chaparral and brush that's out there, but they've been on the ground fighting fire the whole time out there. They've been received very well. They've been treated great from the Australians. Just like brothers in fire service, we're just excited to have them home.
That's Nathan Judy with Angeles National Forest, says they're eager to get home for some R&R. The firefighters, again, expected to land this hour. They'll have to go through customs, and then they're going to be reunited with their family members here at this L.A. City fire station where I'm reporting here in Westchester. So it could take a little time for them to get here, but it's going to be a happy reunion for them and a big welcome back home. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The L.A. County Board of Supervisors looking for some new ways to create more shelters and supportive housing amid the homeless issue. But Regional Planning Director Amy Bodick tells the board that while more people are calling for meaningful action, community pushback continues to be the big problem.
I do really believe that it is an issue with change, and it is an issue with feeling that their neighborhood is changing in a way that they do not have control over. And frankly, community will is a huge barrier.
And she says pushing the state to remove additional land use barriers from rigorous environmental laws used by local governments would make a difference.
State lawmakers hoping a new tax credit for landlords will help them do something about the housing crisis in California. It's a $500 million tax break proposed by a San Fernando Valley Democratic assemblyman, and it's supposed to reward landlords for keeping properties in subsidized housing programs. The incentive would involve a five-year program that he says could prevent around 25,000 subsidized units from being offered at higher rates.
More than 100 Uber and Lyft drivers are going to be filing some wage claims today with the Labor Commissioner's Office. Ride-hailing drivers did not become employees when California's gig work law took effect on the first of the year. But according to the San Francisco Chronicle, many of those drivers want to be recognized, and they want back pay, overtime, and expenses covered from the last 3 years.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.